right. Hello, folks. This is Henry Epp. And this that you're listening to is North American Psychotherapy. Welcome back. It's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks. Yeah, I hope you've all been well. I hope someone out there is listening. Welcome. Yeah, just now, the thing I'm fading out right now is the Stimulus Package, the band that I'm in, playing Mr. Dynamo, which we recorded on our last EP, which was done in January of this past year, this current year. And I just want to open with that to give a shout out right away to all of you at Hampshire College, that this Friday, 2 days from now, is Hampshire Halloween. The legendary, the great, the fantastic, the sometimes overhyped, but I'm gonna overhype it anyways because it's fun. It's fun. It's gonna be fun. This is my last year, probably, that I'll be at Hampshire Halloween, or at least my last year as a student. And my guess is, I'm assuming that this will be the last year that the Stimulus Package plays at Hampshire Halloween. So if you want to be there for it, come to Hampshire Halloween, and we will be playing in the tent behind the RCC. I believe we are playing at 9:15. Hold on, I'm going to check that to make sure real quick, and keep talking at the same time. Yeah, I believe we're playing at 9:15, behind the RCC in a big tent, pretty lots of people dancing there. It's going to be exciting, la 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 la, la 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 la. All right, hold on. Here, I'm getting the info right now. Yes, 9:15, I was right. 9:15 behind the RCC. It's going to be rad. It's going to be great. Check it out. Do it. To all of you who are out there listening, hello again. I'm just rambling tonight. All right. I've got a lot of things to say. I've got a lot of music to play. I've got limited time. We're already 5 minutes into the show, you guys. There was someone here when I got here playing a Grateful Dead show. And I didn't expect that. So I didn't have my normal prep time. So I feel like I'm doing my prep time now as I'm speaking to you. So maybe I should play some music and then do my prep time. But first, I want to say, that I just had a delicious dinner. And I want to talk about this dinner to you. I want to explain what I just ate. All right. This just came to me. I was on the bus home from UMass. I was at a radio station all day at WFCR, being an intern in the newsroom. And I was on the bus, and I was like, what am I going to eat for dinner? What am I going to eat for dinner tonight? And I realized, hey, I went grocery shopping 2 days ago. I've got food in my mod that I can make, including bacon, including eggs, including farm share leeks, including bagels, including cream cheese. All of the above are going to go into one meal, a breakfast-like meal, but for dinner. Here's what I did. Turned on the frying pan. Put the bacon in the frying pan. Fried it. Then when it was done, I took it out. Meanwhile, I beat up some eggs in a bowl. 2 eggs, a little bit of milk. Poured that into the frying pan. Cut up some farmshare leeks and a little bit of garlic. Threw that in there, in the eggs. Tossed some salt on there, some pepper, a little bit of sriracha sauce. Cooked that up. Let it kind of cook like an omelet-ish kind of thing. You know, like, got all, like, you know, scrapey around the sides and, like, you know, got it all nice. Flipped it over in half on its side, a round disc of egg on its side to make an omelet shape. Put my bagel in the toaster, an everything bagel, not a high quality bagel, a very, very cheap bagel, but for this purpose, a good bagel. Put it in the toaster, popped it out of the toaster, spread some cream cheese on it, finished the egg, realized that the egg was too big to make into one sandwich, so I cut the omelet in half, put cream cheese on both halves of the bagel, put one piece of bacon on each half of the bagel, put one half of the omelet on each half of the bagel, and now I feel like I'm having a heart attack as I speak. But it was possibly the best meal I've had since lunch. So there you go. That's what I just did. And now I feel warmed up and ready to play you guys some music. And I'll let this, we'll play two songs. We'll play two songs and then I'll come back and then I'll talk some more. But here's a little thing that I just downloaded the other day. Steven Bernstein. I don't even know how to pronounce this. It's a, in Hebrew, Shalom Bimromav. Check it. Thank you.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intent to tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Sorry to leave you hanging there for a second. That was the... Hold on. That was Video Killed the Radio Star, obviously. Duh. What else would it be? But apparently, and I did not know what band that song was by. You know, that song is a legend for being the first music video ever played on MTV. And literally, you know, killed the radio for like a year. No, more like, okay, like 10 years maybe when MTV was like a relevant thing that played music. And then they found the Jersey Shore and the Real World. And then they never did anything worthwhile again. So, but that band, the band that plays Video Killed the Radio Star, is called The Buggles, if I'm not mistaken. If this, this 45 that I got is correct. I got this... So, if she's listening out there, Laura Bass, thank you for going to a tag sale like 2 weeks ago and picking up a bunch of records for free somehow and then letting me look through all of them and finding some cool stuff, such as that. You just listened to Video Killed the Radio Star on vinyl. I don't know if you realize that, but that was on vinyl, and so I guess that's cool. But that's Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. And before that, it was, oh man, Shalom Bimromav. I'm probably pronouncing that horribly wrong, by Steven Bernstein, who's pretty cool, I think. Yeah, so I'm hanging out here. This is North American Psychotherapy. Da-da-da-da. Welcome, if you're listening. I think a few people are, at least two, have put it into their Facebook status that they are listening, I believe. And if you are listening, you can interact with me while we do this show. Lots of options. You can like North American Psychotherapy on Facebook. You could write on the wall of North American Psychotherapy on Facebook and thus so request a song. You could also email me at napshow@gmail.com. Also got that open, that inbox open. That's napshow@gmail.com. Or you can text me if you have my number. Or I think maybe the phone singular in here might be working. I don't know that for sure, but if you want to try and call, I'll give you that number in a minute. First I want to say something. I had something to say. It was really important. Not really. Yes, it was. Okay, here's the thing. If you're listening for the first time, and I bet a lot of you are not, but if for any reason you are listening for the first time, you've never heard this show before, oh man, the phone is ringing. Hold on just a second. Hello. Hey, how's it going? I'm doing well. Okay, hold on, let me just try something. Can you hear yourself now? Talk. Okay, no, I don't know, fuck, sorry, well, I can say that here, sorry about that, I'll see if it works. Okay, if you're not hearing what's on the other end of the line, my friend Jacques is asking me to say the word fuck and, play some Stevie Wonder, and actually, Jacques, okay, hold on, all right, see you, bye. Okay, but actually, that's not a bad idea because, whoops, one of the things that I just picked up from this free pile of records is a Stevie Wonder record, "Hotter Than July," and I've actually never heard this record before. So, Jacques, if you want to, text or write on a Facebook thing, these are the songs. No, okay, I'm not gonna list them out on the air. Look him up. Look up the record listing for "Hotter Than July," and tell me which song I should play. Cause I don't know the album at all. I've never heard it before. Oh man, was it that fast? Nope. Okay. All right. Well, my friend Georgie just said, "Usually I think Henry Epps sucks. On the other hand, you should probably listen to him on the radio." Good point, Georgie. Normally I suck, except for the 1 hour a week that I go on to Yurt Radio and talk and stuff. Okay, but let's get back to business. I had something to say a while back, and that was that once a month, clearly not this week, but once a month I'm going to be doing a very produced version of this show where I will write a script. I will edit and pre-record pieces of different, things. And the whole show, North American Psychotherapy, will be around a theme. And all these shows that are thematically linked will be part of my Div 3. I did one last month on home, and, excuse me, it went very well. This next month's theme, which will be happening 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, which is November 7th, I believe. It'll be good. What am I saying? Oh my gosh, I'm doing too many things at once. Excuse me. I apologize. Okay, 2 weeks from now, November 7th, North American Psychotherapy will be a scripted, produced, fancy Div 3 show at 8 o'clock. And the theme is going to be rebellion. Last month's theme was home, so the natural progression of that is rebellion. These are all linked to certain aspects of America. hence the American part of the title, that I am using my Div 3. Now, the thing about this is, and then I will stop rambling and I'll play some music, I need your stories. I've got one story planned for rebellion, and this is a very rebellious time in this country, if you're not aware. There is some stuff going on. Last night, Occupy Oakland, part of the Occupy Wall Street protests, which are going on all over the country, was raided by the police, and you can read stories about it. It was all over, not much of the mainstream American news, but it was high up on the BBC today, and you can read about it. It sounds kind of horrific, but I think this is really a moment of rebellion in this country, in a way that we haven't seen in a while. But I think there is constantly rebellion in different ways in different people's lives. So I want your stories. If you are at Hampshire, please let me know. If you have a story to share, it can be as short as you want. And if you're comfortable talking into a microphone, we'll go record it. Please just send me an email. My Hampshire email address is hie08@hampshire.edu. Or you can email me at napshow@gmail.com, napshow@gmail.com, if you've got a story to tell on the theme of rebellion. And, you know, like, it can be as simple as you want. As, you know, you're probably thinking, well, I've never, you know, been part of, like, a revolution or anything, so I don't have any stories on rebellion. Not true. I bet there was some time when you were a kid and you wanted to be rebellious, so you poured milk on some kid's head. Not for any reason, just to do something that would get you in trouble or was out of the ordinary. I know I did things like that as a child, and I'll probably tell you some of those stories. And you know, I've got stories of rebellion and rebellion kind of going wrong. It doesn't need to be a successful rebellion. So yeah, write to me, napshow@gmail.com, hie08@hampshire.edu. If you're at Hampshire, we'll set up a time, we'll go to the media basement, we'll record it, or you can just write something. If you feel like you're a confident writer, just write it down, and I'll read it for you if you don't want to read it yourself. Or if you're listening to this and you are not at Hampshire and you have a story of rebellion, you can do the same thing. Write to me your story, and I'll read it. Or Skype sometimes can have reliable audio. And it is not that difficult to record that audio from my computer, and we can do it that way. So, without further ado, I will stop talking. I've got a request in from Jacques on the Stevie Wonder album, Hotter Than July. But first, I'm going to play something else that I had lined up for today. What am I going to play? I'm going to play this song that has been in my head a lot. A lot, a lot. And this goes out to a lot of people, and all of them are in Minnesota. This is a cover, by the way, so if you don't like covers, you can tune out or something. But the state of Minnesota in general, here's a little song for you. Should fall.
hides his head inside a dream. Someone should call him and see if he can come out. Try to lose the down that he's found. But only love can break your heart. Try to be sure right from the start. Yes, only love can break your heart. What if your world should when morning hurts. Well, I've seen bad and I've seen worse. It's the nature of my being. I took some money from your purse. And that Frenchman loves to party, and I know he's not to blame. But the way you're looking at me, baby, I just can't help but feel ashamed. I spent the dog food money, but it'll love me just the same. And if you really love me, baby, help me scrape the mucus off my brain. And if you really love me, baby, help me scrape the mucus off my brain.
All right. that was the glorious band known as Ween. Ween. I went through a Ween phase a while back. Someone called them a novelty band, but I just call them rock and roll. Of all kinds. That was from their country album. They have great versatility in kind of parodying genres of all kinds to incredible extents. And you know, like a lot of their songs aren't even that funny, more than they're just weird. I'd say that's a little bit of a weird one if you listen to the lyrics at all. It's called Help Me Scrape the Mucus Off My Brain. That's Ween. And just before that was the great band, The New Standards, with their cover of Only Love Can Break You Only Love Can Break Your Heart by, of course, Neil Young. And that song went out to the state of Minnesota and particular people in it, including my family. Yep, and I think some of them are listening, including my mother, who left a comment on the Facebook wall. Just FYI to anyone, if you interact with me on Facebook, it's awesome, but you're fair game. You're fair game, and I'm going to talk about you on the radio. And my mom thinks I should not say the F word on the air, because maybe someone like my mother is listening and it might offend her, even though, yeah, whatever. Okay, I won't get into family swearing dynamics. Yeah, so how are y'all doing? Let me know. Shoot me a message on the Facebook. I hope I didn't just scare you away. I'm not saying I'm gonna just like berate you on the radio if you comment on the Facebook. I just might, you know, poke fun or something, or just make the world aware that you exist. Is that so bad? I don't think so. Yell at me on Facebook, say something, send me an email. And if you want to be thoughtful, even though I'm being all crazy tonight, and you've got a story to tell, even if it can be a really funny story, but I'm looking for true stories, true life stories about rebellion. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing a show with storytelling pieces. There's going to be a field piece that I have recorded some audio for, and I'm beginning to put it together on Occupy Wall Street, which I was at about 2 weeks ago, maybe almost 3 weeks ago now. But I'll be putting that together for the November 7th show. That is my goal, the November 7th show. Yep. So, yeah, hanging out, doing stuff. Yeah, someone else posted on my wall. This is so distracting, having Facebook open. Someone named Michael, whose last name starts with a C and ends with an O and has some other letters in it, told me also to watch my language. So I guess I can do that. I'll watch my language, Michael and Mom. All right, and as per request, I've got Hotter Than July on the turntable right now, about to drop that needle, and this is going to be Master Blaster Jammin'. This one's for Jacques Boudreau. Stay tuned. Thank you. Squirrel Nut Zippers. Yeah, and they were around in like the 90s, and that song is called Bad Businessman, and that song goes out to the 1%. You know who you are. And before that was, by request, Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster. Master Blaster? Is that the song name? Yeah, Master Blaster, Jammin', as requested by Jacques. And that, I apologize, excuse me, wow. I apologize for the pops and crackles. Okay, I don't apologize that much, because it's a vinyl record. And I hope you appreciated the vinyl quality of that record, including the pops and cracks. And I would bet a lot of money that those pops and cracks are due to the fact that I got that record for free. From a tag sale. Secondhand from a tag sale. Someone else got it, and then I got it from them. So it's gone. It's, you know, this, what you just heard was a physical piece of music played on a thing with a needle. And yeah. It's got some character. Okay, so I'm running out of time now. I'm going to stop wasting time. It's 8:49, in case you're wondering, here on the East Coast. And that means I've only got 11 minutes left of the show this week. As far as I know, there are people that will be coming in here and asking to play their own show at 9 o'clock. Although maybe that won't happen, and in that case, no, actually, I have to go at 9. I have a band practice. I forgot about that. Halloween is just around the corner. Hampshire Halloween is in 2 days, featuring the Stimulus Package. Is the Stimulus Package's last Hampshire Halloween performance, at least as students. I don't know. I can't predict the future where all of us will be a year from now, but all of us in the Stimulus Package, our fourth years, we will, I think, all be graduating in the spring. Hope. And so, yeah, come check us out. 9:15, tent behind the RCC in the library and that kind of thing. Actually, it's more behind the library than the RCC. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. It depends on how you look at things. But yeah, come check us out. It'll be fun. And in the spirit of Halloween, I'm not going to play any Halloween songs, but I am going to play a song by a rather spooky person. A new song. This song came from a record that came out yesterday. I'm rarely on top of getting new music, but I was excited about this. Haven't even listened to the whole record yet, so I'm going to play the first song off of the record. It's Mr. Tom Waits. Listen.
The seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. But it's brave for us to stay, even braver to go. Wherever she goes, I go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. All we want, we carry with us. You know where I can be found, where the rainbow is ground. I'm not alone, I'm not afraid, cause this bird is flown from its cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
gets harder. We made mad love, shallow love, random love, and abandoned love. Accidentally, like a martyr. The hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
Accidentally Like a Martyr, and before that was the new Tom Waits, Chicago, off the album Bad as Me. I've only got like a couple minutes left here, so I just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you for being on Facebook and saying weird stuff at me. If you've got a story, Next month's topic is rebellion, and you can email me your story ideas, proposals, whatever you want to call them, to napshow@gmail.com, NAPSHOW. To go out, I'm going to play a really self-indulgent, kind of silly song that I enjoy from time to time, and perhaps you will too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay sane. Have a good night.
Everything I can, holding on to what I am. faster every minute.